Hello, everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. Welcome to the show.
And my name is Pauline. Do you like to travel? Today's topic is travel.
And the title of our show is Study Abroad. Study Abroad. What does studying abroad have to do with traveling?
Well, if you go abroad, that means you are traveling to a different country. And studying, of course, has to do with school, so it's traveling for school.
Hey, that sounds like a lot of fun, and I think our friends today will be very interested in learning about this. Well, let's learn more about what this means in our Read It.
Susie wants to go on a study tour, but she doesn't know which tour to select. Maybe Taylor can help. Taylor was an exchange student in Japan. She studied Japanese and traditional culture. It was a great experience. Maybe Susie can go to Europe. There is a lot to do in Europe. She can visit the churches and museums. If she doesn't go, she will regret it.
So, when do students study abroad?
Well, most students study abroad either in high school or in college.
That's right. Many of my friends studied abroad in college, and I have heard of many kids when they are in high school visit a family. They live with a family and study too.
That's right. I actually did a small study abroad after college, so it's not only for those students.
That's right, and we'll learn more about that today. But first, let's look at those keywords. Here's Christina.
Hello, 我们今天的主题是出国游学。 Susie在看游学团的资料, 她不知道该选哪一个团。 动词选择就是select. She is trying to select one. Taylor说她年轻的时候曾经当过交换学生。 She was an exchange student when she was younger. 所以交换学生是exchange student. 而exchange就是交换的意思。 当初Taylor到日本去就是去学习日文还有日本的传统文化。 形容词传统的就是traditional. Taylor studied Japanese and learned about traditional culture. Susie如果选择去欧洲的话就可以去参观那边的教堂和博物馆。 She can visit churches and museums. 名词教堂就是church. 她觉得不去欧洲的话应该会后悔。 动词regret就是后悔。 She will regret it if she doesn't go to Europe.
Hey, Susie. What are you looking at?
Oh, hi, Taylor. I'm looking at study tours.
I was an exchange student when I was younger.
You were? Where did you go?
I spent a month in Japan. It was a great experience.
What did you study there?
I studied Japanese and learned about traditional culture.
That sounds interesting.
So we are talking about studying abroad. What does this word abroad mean?
That's when you go to a different country. And students go to not only be abroad, but to study, too.
Yes, and many go overseas. This means you go to another country. If you live in America, overseas would mean like Europe or Asia.
And how do students usually study abroad?
Well, they usually have their college help them. This is a way to find a place to study, and you can go there with the program. While at college, you can study for maybe a semester or a year.
A semester. Most schools have two periods of time in a school year. When there are two, they call each one a semester. Usually one semester is in the fall to the winter, and the other semester is in the winter to the spring.
So There is also another kind of studying abroad. Some go to a different country to study for their whole college experience.
That's a long time. But Susie is looking for something different. She is looking at study tours. I think we all know the word study. That is when we learn and review something, like on this show, all the time.
That's right. And a tour is when you go around a place to get to know it. And when you go on a study tour, it is about traveling to a place, but also learning too.
What a great experience. I would like to do that.
Taylor was an exchange student when she was younger. She says it was a great experience. Let's learn more about this with Christina.
泰勒说他年轻的时候曾经当过交换学生，在日本一个月的时间对他来说是一次很棒的经历。It was a great experience. 句尾的名词 experience 可以当经验、经历的意思。这个名词也可以当可数名词，也可以当不可数名词用。如果你想表达的是一次经历或是一次的经验，它就是可数名词。比如说 ，That was a very special experience. 那是一次很特别的经验。That was one of my best travel experiences. 那是我最棒的旅游经历之一。如果把 experience 当不可数名词的话，指的通常是一种体验感受。比如 ，He doesn't have much experience in teaching. 他没有很多教学经验。或者 ，Tell us about your work experience. 跟我们说说你的工作经验吧。
Thanks, Christina. That was very helpful. So, Peter, let's talk a little bit more about this word exchange.
Well, I have this wonderful pencil right now, but I kind of want a pen.
Well, I have a pen. I would be willing to give it to you, but I want something in exchange. Might I have your pencil?
Okay, sure. Let's exchange.
Okay.
So we exchanged my pencil for a pen, and you got a pencil for this pen.
That's right. But in our conversation, we learned that Taylor was an exchange student. That is a different kind of exchange. This is a student who goes to one country, and then someone else goes to the other country.
That's right. Taylor was an exchange student in Japan. She spent a month there. And let's spend some more time learning about this grammar point with Rebecca.
Hello, friends. Today, I have a very special treat for you. A grammar point. If you want to say that you have spent a certain amount of time doing something, you can use this grammar point. For example, I spent 2 days studying, or I spent a year in Europe. Now, friends, it's up to you to use it.
Thanks very much, Rebecca. Now let's go for a short break. We'll be back after this. See you soon. Welcome back, everyone, from the break. Well, we're learning about study abroad, and one of the programs you can do is an exchange student program. I think many people do this to learn a new language.
My husband did that in Germany, and he does speak very good German. He didn't speak any before he did that.
Wow. I think this is a great way, and I think our friends are thinking about studying in a different country. I think they'll like today. Well, friends, let's go to conversation B. We can learn more together.
Which tour will you go on?
I'm not sure yet. I'm trying to select one.
If you go to Europe, you can visit the churches and museums. Or you could study great artists and writers.
That's a good idea. I'll regret it if I don't do that.
Which one? Will you visit museums or study artists?
No, I'll regret it if I don't go to Europe.
Susie is looking at study tours. And a tour is when you go around a place to get to know it. I like going on tours of cities.
And a person who takes you on a tour is called a tour guide.
Well, this will be a great experience for Susie.
Which tour will she go on? Do you know which one she chooses?
I'm not sure. Maybe she can go to Europe.
Peter, say that again.
I'm not sure yet, Pauline. Maybe she can go to Europe?
Peter, I'm not sure yet. You just used today's
calendar phrase.
I'm not sure yet.
I'm not sure yet.
我还不确定。
Are you going to the big party?
I'm not sure yet.
It's Saturday night.
I'm not sure yet.
All our friends will be there.
I'm not sure yet.
There will be lots of soda and all the pizza you can eat.
Oh, I'm going. Now I'm sure.
I'm not sure yet.
I'm not sure yet.
我还不确定。
When you are still thinking about what to select, just say today's calendar phrase. I'm not sure yet.
Yes, and Susie is still trying to select a tour. Select. This is when you have some different choices, and then you choose one. You select it.
Our friends start talking about one place she can select, Europe. If she goes to Europe, you can visit the churches and museums.
I have seen many old churches. They are really beautiful buildings. A church is where Christians go on Sundays.
And museums are full of old things. This is where we keep our important art and things like that. I like going to museums to look at them.
Susie can also study something else. She could study great artists and writers. An artist is a person who makes art. There are many kinds of artists.
But I think that Taylor is talking about famous painters when she says the word artist here. Europe has many famous artists.
And famous writers, too. A writer, you guessed it, is a person who writes. And many famous books are from Europe, too.
Susie likes this idea. If she goes all the way to Europe and doesn't do this, she'll regret it. And we'll regret it if we don't visit Christina. So let's go to her right now.
Susie 说她如果不去欧洲的话会后悔。I'll regret it if I don't go to Europe. 因为这是对还没发生的事所做的一种假设。所以前面要用未来式 I'll regret, 表示如果怎么样的话我将会如何。我们来练习一下。You'll regret itIf you don't come with us, 你如果不跟我们一起去的话,你会后悔。He'll regret it if he doesn't go to that college. 如果他不去读那所大学的话,他会后悔。You'll regret it if you don't buy this skirt. 如果你不买这件裙子的话,你会后悔。
That was a very helpful lesson. Thank you, Christina. So, Peter...Which one?
Which one? What do you mean? Which topic should we talk about? Which friend? Taylor or Susie? What do you mean?
Which one? Which one will Susie regret not doing? Going to museums or studying artists?
Oh, she kind of says both, doesn't she? She says that she'll regret it if she doesn't go to Europe at all.
Well, I think whatever she does in Europe, she'll really enjoy it.
All right, friends, now it's time to review. Let's look at the keywords from today.
Here's your first keyword for today. Select. Select. Please select two apples.
Exchange. Exchange. Please welcome our new exchange student.
Traditional. Traditional. This is a traditional story.
Church. Church. The church is next to the park.
Regret. Regret. I regret eating the hot dog. Okay, friends, those are our keywords for today. Keep practicing. Now, let's review our conversations from today one more time. Hey, Susie. What are you looking at?
Oh, hi, Taylor. I'm looking at study tours.
I was an exchange student when I was younger.
You were? Where did you go?
I spent a month in Japan. It was a great experience.
What did you study there?
I studied Japanese and learned about traditional culture.
That sounds interesting.
Which tour will you go on?
I'm not sure yet. I'm trying to select one.
If you go to Europe, you can visit the churches and museums. Or you could study great artists and writers.
That's a good idea. I'll regret it if I don't do that.
Which one? Will you visit museums or study artists?
No, I'll regret it if I don't go to Europe.
All right, well, let's review a little bit. We learned about study tours. This is a tour that lets people travel and study at the same time. Study tours often visit different places.
There are many kinds of study tours. Many tours are not for students. They're for adults.
Now, we also have exchange programs. An exchange program lets people live and work or study in a different place.
Exchange programs are popular with students, but many companies also have exchange programs.
There's also very short programs. These are called summer programs.
Right. Summer programs let people study at a school for a short time. You usually don't need to be a student at the school to join a summer program.
I've heard that many students like this because maybe they want to go to a university or a college, but they can't because they can't go there all year. They can just do a short program during the summer.
That is a very good option. I've thought about doing that as an adult for a language program.
Oh, yeah. There are many different kinds of those. So maybe some of our English students that watch the show might be thinking about doing that. That's
hey,
a great way.
That is a great idea.
Yeah. Well, friends, now it's time for a jungle chit-chat. Let's watch it together.
Hello, Ginger. What are you looking at?
Information.
Information about what?
Information about study tours. I want to be an exchange student.
Oh, well, where do you want to go?
Maybe Africa, or maybe New York, or the North Pole.
So, you don't know.
Right. I haven't decided yet.
Well, what do you want to study?
Maybe music or English, or maybe cooking?
So, you don't know.
Right. I haven't decided yet.
Well, look at the information. That will help you select the program.
And that's what I'm trying to do. But you keep talking.
Oops, sorry.
That's okay.
Well, friends, thanks for joining us today. Are you thinking about doing an exchange program? I know I am, and I think, Pauline, you were thinking about doing one, right?
It's true. I'm really interested in going to another country where they speak Chinese and learning more about that language. I'm trying to learn it now, but I think it would be easier if I was going to a program and living in a country where they spoke Chinese.
Well, that's true, because then you have the environment of that language.
Exactly.
Well, friends, we hope you enjoyed today and come back tomorrow for more right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.